meeting of the Committee on Government Operations to order at 8.09 a.m. Moving into agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Brooke.
Present.
Senator Benford.
Present.
Senator Cook.
Tardy excused.
Senator Farabee.
Present.
Senator Hood.
Present.
Senator McCullis.
Present.
Senator Sung.
Present.
Senator Warner.
Absent excused.
Quorum is present.
Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Seeing that there is none, moving into agenda item 4, minutes, I'm seeking a motion. Senator Sung.
I move to approve the minutes from Friday, May 9th.
Senator Farabee.
Second.
Discussion. Senator Hood.
You have discussion, Senator Benford.
Well, my name's spelled wrong. It's not a big deal.
I'm seeking a motion to alter the minutes from May 9th to change Senator Bedford to Benford. Senator Hood.
So moved.
Senator Song.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? Senator Farabee.
What's your actual last name?
Benford.
Let the record show that Senator Crook entered the room at 8:11 a.m. All right, any further discussion? No, all right, seeing none, we will move into a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. All right, moving into agenda item 5, old business. Okay. Any further discussion on minutes? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? All right, the minutes are passed. Moving into agenda item 5, old business. Seeing that there is none, moving into agenda item 6, new business. The election of a vice chair. I'm seeking nominations. Senator Benford.
I'd like to nominate Senator Crook.
Senator Crook. All right. Senator Farabee.
I'd like to nominate Senator Benford.
Senator Benford.
No thanks.
Any other nominations? Nope. All right, seeing none. At this point, Caden, do I just allow Marissa to give her spiel? All right. You have the floor.
Same reasons. You know, I'm really passionate about the committee. I've had a ton of fun doing legislation, writing stuff that changes the SAS, and I do the SAS. Goals would be to make the SAS more consistent. My third goal would be to like, look at the scholarship section specifically, because there's a lot of requirements that should be made and some that aren't. To make like a simple, fun, interactive version of the class, and that's short for students to get involved with. And then third, just as the chair and whatever duties and so forth.
All right. And with that, for discussion, you can either stand here or remove yourself. I don't necessarily foresee there being much negative talk, so it's up to you.
Do we get questions?
Yeah. Oh, questions. My bad. Senator Farabee.
What do you see as your biggest weakness and how do you think you can overcome it in this position?
The biggest weakness in the position is that there's not a lot of perceived duties. And so to try to actually do something with the vice chair position, like the weakness would just be say, I don't really have to do anything unless Ken's not here. And so, but I think I can overcome it if I set goals for myself, hold myself accountable, find someone else who possibly can keep myself accountable to the goals I have as vice chair.
Sutter Hood.
So with the interactive SAS, will you be making like a cool video like the I'm Just a Bill up on Capitol Hill but with the SAS?
Something?
Okay. Alright, I approve of that. You won my vote.
Alright, any further questions? Alright, moving into discussion.
I think she's a great candidate. Competition really bogged her down, but she pulled out.
Any further discussion? No, with that, we'll move into a roll call vote.
Senator Benford?
Aye.
Senator Farabee?
Aye.
Senator Hood?
Aye.
Senator McCrillis?
Aye.
Senator Sung?
Are we supposed to say her last name?
She's the only one.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
Wait, was supposed to say her last name? Oh, Crook.
I mean,
yeah,
this one candidate,
so I don't think it matters.
Bad.
All right, congratulations. All right, moving into agenda item 6B, committee goals. So, as you guys remember, one of the biggest things I was running off of for this was I want us to go through the entire SAS, see if there's any choppy language, anything that needs to be sorted out, anything that causes any confusion for us to read. Therefore, we can get changed now, help set up a much easier system for our successors. The way that I wanted to go about this is every week have one title, and granted, it'll only last a couple weeks considering there aren't a whole lot of titles within the SAS. But if every week we could all take 15 minutes, read through one title of the SAS, this week it would be Title 1, of course. See if there's anything that causes any confusion or misunderstandings. We bring it to the table at our next meeting and in turn see if we want to make any legislation to go ahead and solve it. Just as a general consensus, would all of you be on board with that? Yeah? Okay. So I'm going to be assigning all of us a little bit of homework then for this week. It should only take 15 minutes, like I said. If everyone could look through Title 1 of the SAS between now in our next meeting, which we're going to go ahead and decide in a little bit too, we'd be able to start off on a good foot. So thank you guys. Another thing as far as committee goals, I'm going to tie this under with it. Have a goal of a consistent setup time or meeting time. I would want to go ahead and just get a understanding of when works for people and when doesn't. The doodle poll was kind of a disaster. I didn't really get a whole lot of responses from it, so we're just going to go ahead and bust it out right here. The way I'm thinking of doing this is going off of my schedule when I can meet. I'm just going to read off times, put your hand out if it does not work for you. If I see a hand, I'll move on to the next time. Hopefully we can establish a set of 2 hours just so we have some leeway to meet up. So are you guys good with that? All right. So, if this does not work out for you, go ahead and put your hand out. Monday's at 8 o'clock a.m.
It's too early.
It's too early. So.
It's too early now.
I would like to ask that we also don't just base it off of convenience because I don't want to meet up at 8 o'clock either. But that may have to be what it resorts to, so.
I mean, we could do like 7 o'clock at night, like, as easily as 8 in the morning. Like, I'm not saying that we need to.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, I would much rather
put it in night. Are we sticking our hand out if it's not convenient for us, or if we can?
If it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
Yeah. All right. Monday's at 9. Okay. Monday's at 10. Monday's at 11. And Monday's at 12.
Oh, wait. Okay. Oh, wait. Never mind. I did it wrong. I messed up.
Can we do
it one more time?
If we are available?
I put my hand out at really bad
time. All right, we'll do this. Put your hand in if you are available.
Okay, one more time.
All right. Monday's at 8.
Oh, yeah.
Is that her song?
No.
No? Is it based off of convenience?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and circle that. Monday's at 9. Monday's at 10. Monday's at 11. Monday's at 12. Tuesdays at 8. Wednesdays, I'm assuming, are going to be the same as Mondays. Thursdays are going to be the same. And then Fridays. Fridays at 8. Fridays at 9. Fridays at 10. Fridays at 11. Fridays at 12. Senator Benford, would you be able to make Fridays at 12?
No, I can't. I have class.
No? Okay.
Till when?
Till 2:50.
Jesus.
And then I work from 1 until 5, so.
Every day?
What
no,
evenings?
On Fridays.
What evenings?
Works yeah.
All right. No, let's go ahead and do evenings. Mondays at 6.
OK. Ken, you can't do Mondays at 6.
Why?
What, do you have a meeting?
Mondays at 7.
Wait, I have a meeting at 6.
Okay.
Is there a time when you go earlier than 6? Like, if you have to go to a meeting?
I can do 4.
Yeah, I can do 4.
I get out of class at 5:15.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, so not
Monday
bad.
Night's bad.
Monday nights are bad.
Okay.
Tuesday nights, I get out of class at 7. Does 7 work on Tuesdays?
Nope.
Is there a time in between that? Like,
as soon as I get off of work, I go to class.
Okay.
All right. Wednesdays, we, of course, have Senate meeting, so we're going to keep that off. Thursdays?
Why not?
Thursdays at 7?
I have class until 8.
You have class until 8?
Yeah, I have a
This is why the doodle poll wasn't working.
Again, is there any time in between 7 that we can do it?
Again, I work 9 to 5 and then class 5:30 until 7.
Okay.
Jeez.
I think that 8 a.m. is probably the most convenient for people. I prefer
it
wasn't
9 is pretty good. Can't we meet at 9?
I have 9 o'clock class.
All right.
I mean, I would prefer if we didn't meet at 8, but it seems like that is the one time that works for everyone. Senator Fairby?
If I can make a request for 8 a.m. then on Wednesdays instead of Mondays, because that sounds like a terrible idea.
Here we are.
All right.
Instead of Mondays.
So, is there anyone that would not, and I'm not basing this off of convenience, but based off of conflicting schedules, is there anyone who would not be able to meet up on Wednesdays at 8?
I guess the classes aren't. If we don't have our meetings for too long, it'll probably be all right.
Very rarely should our meetings go past an hour, and if they do, we should still have quorum here.
Okay.
Yeah, classic.
Senator Fairby.
Point of personal privilege?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Wednesdays at 8 do work for you, though?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let the record show that Senator Fairby left the room at 8:21. At this point... Caden, is this something I would need to put up to a vote or just establish?
No.
Okay. Then from here on, as inconvenient as it may be, it looks like our meeting times are going to be at 8 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday mornings. Occasionally, I may be bringing in some Starbucks coffee or donuts or whatever, just as reconciliation.
Appeasement.
As appeasement, correct. All right, moving into agenda item 6C, Senator updates. Basically, just whatever you've done related to government operations since our last meeting on May 9th. Senator Sung, go ahead and start.
In regards to government operations, really not much.
Okay.
But other than that, me and Quinn have been working on that 15 to finish bill, so look forward to seeing that.
Perfect. Senator Hood?
I've been working on turbo vote, trying to get that going. I mean, I guess voting operates the government, so I got that kind of form.
Right. Senator Benford?
Well, Caden gave me a lot of GovOps tasks during the summer. So I wrote a lot of bills for internship programs. Tell your friends to apply.
Senator McCrillis?
I'm still working on the quorum thing, but the Vice Chancellor of Nevada is the hardest person to get in contact with, but Jake is meeting with them today, so hopefully we'll figure it out.
Perfect. Senator Crook?
I'm going through the scholarships portion of the SAS, we're going to do that, and then obviously doing the SAS title for the back end.
Beautiful. All right. I'm sure Senator Fairby is probably along the same lines. So, moving into Senate or agenda item 7, public comment. Speaker Gabby.
I just want to offer there wasn't much, I think, of a conversation about like what goals you guys want to see in the committee. So I think maybe you guys should revisit that, and everyone should kind of have the chance to talk about what they'd like to see the committee come out of. I have a couple ideas also for you guys. I've talked to Director Sassenti, and they like to move forward with making a programming manual similar to the clubs and organizations' two manuals that are there. So if you're interested in working on that, let me know. I can put you in contact with someone in programming so you can get going with that stuff. That'll be, you know, kind of a big undertaking. But, yeah, just my 2 cents.
All right. And I think that Speaker Fabi does have a very viable point. So with that, we'll go ahead and is it just
move back into,
Agenda Item 6B, Committee Goals. We'll go ahead and do this on an individual basis again. Senator McCrillis.
Can we do something? Because Director Rodriguez is talking about conflict of interest, and I feel like we should visit that and see if we can put that in the SAS somewhere, since I know there was a problem a while ago at UNLV where the president gave money to their friends. So I feel like we should go back and look at that and make sure there's no conflicts of interest.
Senator Benford?
I really liked what Marissa said about, or Senator Crook said about, like, making a more user-friendly, like, kind of interactive version of the SAS. And I know we're getting, like, a brand new website with, like, such a beautiful interface. And I think that, like, if when Matt Lush hires his new people, that we could have, like, a really good opportunity to, like, work with them and, like, create that as a committee.
Any further goals for the committee?
I'm sure everyone's goal is just, like, you know, make the SAS a little better. I mean, that's what else is there to say?
Mm-hmm. Streamline it a little bit.
Clear it up, you know, make it easier to use. I mean, what?
Right.
I'm sure that's just the committee goal in general.
Has there been any, has there been a project of anyone's to work towards, like, fixing the issue of defining, like, what happened with the court case this year, putting in the injunction, who can put in the injunction, overstepping powers, who controls who?
I've actually been working on that a little bit for the past month or so. That is something I definitely do want to focus a lot of time on. If you want to work on that with me,
sure.
I feel like we could definitely either figure out how it's supposed to work and if need be, try to make some revisions to it. Any further goals? All right. Moving back into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any further public comment? Nope. Seeing none, we will move into agenda item 8, adjournment at 8:27 a.m.